it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
And not Nicole, because she's dying of some disease.
Yeah, apparently. She's been dying of this disease for 2 weeks now.
I know. We're like, what the F? So we haven't been... Okay. Oh, excuse me. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode...
You just looked it up.
I did.
Didn't you say it was 218?
218. You have downloaded episode 218. This will be a 2.5 week run over of what we've been up to.
Yes.
Nicole isn't here because she's dying of the swine flu.
Yeah.
And
If only it were that serious.
Right.
She dicked us over Sunday when we were going to record. She dicked us over last Tuesday when we were going to record. And she dicked us over again today.
So we're like, fuck you, bitch.
We're recording anyway.
So we've had a lot to talk. Well, I don't know. Why can't I talk? It seems like I haven't done this in forever and I can't talk.
Because you have 3 pounds of garlic in your mouth from Olive Garden.
This is true. 3 pounds of that waiter. He was so cute. Too bad he wasn't waiting on us, though. So, we went to Gay Days, and what, did we do anything before that? Were we going to talk about anything?
Mm.
You know, I need to separate the monitors here when I do this show.
Oh, so you can look at me?
So I can look at you, because you're so...
Yummy?
Hot.
Yeah, I know.
Because we all know you're the cute one.
I can't help it.
So, today, when I put on Facebook that Nicole was not going to be here, what did you say on my Facebook?
I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. She did it to us again, mm-hmm. You know.
So. And?
Flames. Oh, flames. Flames on the side of my face. Burning. Breathing. Breathless.
Heaving.
Yeah.
I hated Yvette
so much. That flames.
Let's play this. Let's play that for the people, just in case, because you know there are people that are like what nine the hell, what, that listen to the show.
What the hell are they talking about? Right. Yeah.
Do you want to set it up while I find it?
Yeah, sure. There once was a movie called Clue, and it was loosely based on the board game of the same name.
Loosely.
Very loosely. And had a bunch of different, you know, fairly decent actors in it. Well, the one good part where actress Madeline Kahn, who played Mrs. White, confessed to a murder of the housekeeper, Yvette.
You were jealous that your husband was stopping Yvette. That's why you killed him,
and here it
too.
Is.
Yes. Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, breathing, heaving breaths.
How many times have we watched that in the past, 2 weeks?
18,000 times.
Right.
Yes.
If you go online on YouTube, you'll see
just type
every
in,
hit that we put.
Yeah, just type in clue, comma, flames, and it'll come up. Yeah.
There were flames on the side of my face.
Right.
So, should I start out with my little speech I need to give? Is that okay?
You can if you want to.
Okay.
I'll just make this disclaimer. This is not in no way, shape, or form reflects the views and
of Julian,
and I'm not endorsing this, nor am I having any say in it. So, go ahead.
Okay. This is how it goes. You can call me fat and you can call me disgusting, which that's fine because, like I told Julian, I've been fat for a long time. So when people call me fat and they think I'm disgusting because of it, I'm like, whatever. But just to let you know this, I might be fat, but you're fucking ugly. You can't do shit about that. But you know what? I can lose weight and make myself look presentable. Well, not that I'm not already presentable, but if I wanted to fall into the whatever, you know, skinny people are or in that group, that's fine. But you know what? You're still going to be in the ugly fucking group. I'm sorry. But Sorry. But, okay, it's over.
Okay.
That was harmless. I pulled the Band-Aid off all at once. All right off that gash.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, there's plenty more you could say, but you're not.
We're not, no.
Well, at least we know, and I'll say this just jokingly, at least we'll know we'll always have downloads in Lakeland.
Absolutely.
Which is fucking awesome.
I know.
So anyway, gay days.
Gay days. Look, oh, look, your big fatty card's over there.
Yes, yes it is. I set it up on my desk.
So what did Big Fatty write on there originally and then change it to?
Yes, it said, Julian, thanks for sleeping with Eric. And that I had to send it back to Big Fatty because my boyfriend's name is not Eric, it's Chris. So Big Fatty scratched out Eric and wrote Chris.
I thought that was so funny. And then he also called Warren, what do you call him?
Oh, yeah. He
called him Denny. That's what he called him. And I was like, and his name isn't Denny, it's Warren, actually.
So Warren sent the card back, and he scratched out Warren.
Scratched out Denny and put Warren. I guess he didn't have enough cards to go around or something. He didn't want to waste. But it's still funny, and you still have it up there. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, of course.
So we met everyone. Oh, go.
It was all, you know, meeting Big Fatty and all the people from Pod is My Co-Pilot and... You know,
you can't name any other ones, can you?
No. They were so far at the other end of the table. Oh,
we
needed
a round table.
Yeah.
We need to go to one of those, like, feet. What are those things? Like, one of those, like the German place. Oh, you guys don't have that here. Like, in Busch Gardens in Virginia.
We have Busch Gardens here.
Yeah, but it's different than the one in Virginia. The one in Virginia has European countries. You'll have African countries.
Oh. Okay.
So, but the one used to in Busch Gardens in Virginia, they used to have these big feast tables and they were all round.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody would sit around them and then all the food would be in the middle.
Yeah. So backing up on this, it was great to meet everybody, but the venue where we met everybody at is a restaurant called Boma at the Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like African themed food, and it's a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. This was awful. And it was $41 a plate.
Wait, how did it go again?
Awful. It was awful. Yes. Like $41 a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And for my cheap ass.
Yeah, there were some things that I didn't want to try because, well, see, this is the thing. It's not that I don't want to try them. But I want to know specifically what's in the food.
Yeah, it's not.
So if you give me some African ingredient and I don't know what that is, more than likely, I'm not trying it.
No. And, you know, they didn't really specify what that slab of meat was up there that he was slicing on.
I think
on.
It was roast beef. But it could have been roast, like...
Giraffe.
Antelope or something.
Which, what they had...
Oh, giraffe.
They had giraffes out in the field out behind the place.
I don't think they kill giraffes.
Well, maybe it was the... old ones.
The rhinoceros. Oh, the old ones. The dead ones.
Yeah.
The grandpas.
Yeah.
The abuelos.
They got to do something with the carcasses after they keel over.
Oh, I thought they fed them to the lions.
That's not a bad idea.
I know, right?
What do they do with the lions when they die?
Feed them to the alligators.
Ooh, you can make a pimp-ass lion skin Cadillac.
Or a lion skin cape. Wouldn't that be awesome? You can be like the lion on the Wizard of Oz or something. See, we don't have phones on during the recording.
Let
me put mine on mute.
Bitch, your phone is never on mute, and every show
How dare you?
Every show I listen to, I always hear...
Whatever.
In the back, always.
Wait, the past couple shows you've been on, so you would have seen me, right?
Well, yeah, I do, but I don't pay attention to it when I see you in person, but when I listen back to it, you know, to hear how funny I am.
Wow.
Big head much. See, unlike Nicole, I'm funny and I show up to record.
Oh, this. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, we met up at Boma and we met up with Taylor, Taffy, and Rodan. From Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Uh-huh.
Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online.
Uh-huh.
Melanie and Patrick from Don't Quit Your Day Job.
Right.
Wes from the Live It Up podcast. We met Warren and Stevie Boo, who are both listeners. I think that was everyone, wasn't it?
I think so.
Oh, Larry Clyde from the LK Today and We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that didn't smile a lot. The one with the hat that I was at the very end with the glasses. Yeah, he doesn't smile.
Okay.
And he talked about it on the show and how I was an asshole for telling him that he needed to smile more.
Well, yeah. I can't put those names with all the faces,
uh-huh.
But, you know, I got a couple of dirty looks from a couple of people on things I said, and I'm like, well, I looked at Nicole, and I'm like, well, I guess they didn't think it was very funny then. You know? Fuck. I'm sorry, I'm Polk County trash, and when I need to say something, I say it, and if you don't think it's funny, then just move on.
But go, sister.
Everybody seemed to be very nice, though.
Yes, they're all wonderful people.
Yes, but there was definitely a lot of big personalities in the room, I will say that much.
Well,
like Big Fatty. I mean, when Big Fatty walks in the room, it's like, Big Fatty's here! I'm like, oh my goodness! He's as crazy in person as he is on this show.
How many times did he hug Nicole?
Like 18,000.
Yeah. He's like, oh my god, Nicole! It's Nicole! She was upset that she couldn't ride on his back, though.
Well, this may be a little secret, but Big Fatty's not really that fat.
No, and he's kind of short, and he probably couldn't have her on his back anyway, because he has osteoporosis or something.
Mm. Yeah, well, the thing is, the only thing you ever see a Big Fatty on his website is, like, his head cut off
like
at the
that?
Neck. Yeah, exactly. So you're like, I was always picturing this, like, big bulbous body, but no.
You said bulbous.
Right.
So, yeah, we had dinner, and then we went out to the Dance Factory, which Miguel came with me. Hi, Poppy.
Yeah, this is...
Hi, Miguel.
Ricky's new interest here.
Well, not new,
but current interest.
I liked how everyone at the table at BOMA kept calling him my trick. And I was like, he's not a trick.
Well, they've just been listening to the recent shows.
I know, but come on. I was like, okay, he's not a trick. And they're like, oh, yeah, he is.
Well, yeah,
like,
he's not. You hadn't got a hold of him yet because he hadn't got to the area. And
right.
You're freaking out because your phone had no reception.
I was not
yes,
freaking out.
Yes, you were. You had this look of terror on your face, and you're like, who's got reception? Who's got reception? Who's got reception? And Chris is like, my phone's got a couple bars. Give me that phone.
How dare you?
It's true.
So, then the next day we all went out to, the Magic Kingdom, and boy, was it magic.
It's the most magical place on earth.
Julian ended up staying out with some of his other friends. He didn't want to be a part of the podcast. Well, not that he didn't want to be, he just wanted to be with his friends. So,
well, yeah. And my boyfriend is a big kid at heart, and he wanted to make sure he got to ride all his rides.
Well, we rode every ride there,
basically. You know, but he wanted to make sure he got to ride all his rides.
He wanted to make sure he got his $71.99 worth. Is that what it was?
71, hell, it was 75.
Oh, excuse me, $4 off.
Bitch, I'm cheap.
Mine was only 71 at the hotel. Maybe I got some kind of discount.
We actually bought them at the gate. So.
Oh. See, we didn't have to do that.
Well, we wouldn't have had to either, but...
No, we still
actually, it would have been more expensive for us to buy ours at our hotel. Because there's
a service charge or
something. Yeah, like a $4 service charge. I'm like, fuck that.
Please.
We'll get it at the gate.
Right. So, we were all at the Magic Kingdom. We all rode rides. And, it rained. And then we all got separated. And then we came back all together. And then we pretty much just all separated. And that's the last time I saw everybody.
Yeah, I saw you for all of, 2.5 minutes?
Right.
That Saturday.
Also on Saturday, we met Kevin and Kevin B. and Michael from QCast Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always great. Always like hanging around them because Kevin B. is funny and Michael's cute. So it's kind of like a mixture that goes along together.
So you're saying Kevin B.'s not cute?
No, he's cute. That's not what I'm saying at all. Thanks, Julian, for making me look like an asshole. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Nicole and I stayed at the French Quarter with Miguel.
On Disney property.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, things happen. So.
Of course they did. With Nicole in the room.
You know what she told me the other day? She goes, I didn't even think you guys were serious until I saw the... Never mind. I don't want to say that.
No,
I can't
didn't.
Say it. I can't
you don't
say
have
this.
To say it. I know what you're talking about.
What?
You don't want me to say it?
What? No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I'm not that gross. I hope nobody heard that.
Well,
oh,
if they
I
did,
just wanted
well,
to thank Melinda for these awesome headphones.
If they did, you said no to it. So.
Right.
Well, anyway.
I love these headphones, and it's even better that I don't have curlies anymore.
Thank God.
My hair has been cut.
You don't know how much joy I got from taking
you're,
those.
You were doing like an Irish jig. You're like, oh, okay, okay, okay.
Well, I am of Irish heritage, so.
But you should have been drinking a beer while doing it.
No, I needed both hands to take care of that mop.
What is... Oh, that's Aniko walking.
Yeah, he's pacing.
It's kind of weird. These headphones that I have, I can, like, hear everything. It's really weird, and I love them, Melinda. Thank you. Mm. I love them real hard. I can't wait to meet you one day and just motorboat the hell out of you. With my headphones on, because they feel like pillows on my ears.
Almost like real pillows on your ears.
So, we have some phone calls. You want to do some phone calls? Is there anything else? Oh, the dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so, we go to the Olive Garden, which seems to be, like, our favorite place. Whatever.
You know where you can always get a good meal at?
Yeah.
The Olive Garden. Garden.
I want some dim sum, then.
Mm-hmm. Like that time you tried to get us to eat dim sum.
So, we're, like, sitting waiting for our table, and I look across the way, like, we're sitting in the foyer area.
The foyer.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
And Ricky had to text this to me.
I could not say it out loud.
Ricky's like, look at this guy's balls.
And...
You could see him through his shorts, and he was like old.
And they were separated too. Did you see that?
One was way on one side, and one was way on the other side. And he had like cow balls or something.
Yeah, gross, like big fatty. And then, like, what straight man refers to their mom as mother? As mother said,
rednecks or inbreds or both
or gays.
I don't refer to my mom as mother.
But you know those like older gay guys that call their moms mother. Mother said we had to go to church. Mm-hmm. You know, like that.
Get right with Jesus.
I don't know what age that would be where people call their mom mother. But
none.
It's kind of weird. It kind of makes me think of Psycho. That's all that I can think about. It's kind of scary, actually.
Mother said I had to kill you now. I reckon you just best be laying down and let me stab you.
In the shower.
Oh, how much do I hate screaming children at restaurants?
A lot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Yay, I won! Oh, speaking of winning, we want to have a contest, but we don't know what we want to do yet.
I think the prize is going to be to take Nicole's spot on the show so she never shows up.
That's a good one.
I know, right?
But this is the thing. We're going to think of a contest, but instead of me sending stuff out because I can't seem to remember this, and Joe, I'll email you because I know I still owe you a prize, and I'll do that, but... We're not going to send anything. We're going to do like an Amazon gift card or iTunes gift card or something. So I could just email them.
You seem to do well with things that are electronic.
Yeah, because I don't have time to go to a post office.
Mm.
I mean, I work and go to school during the week. And then on Saturdays, I don't get up till like 11:30 and I take my nap at 12:30.
So what if like the postman came here?
But you have to have the postage and stuff before they pick it up.
Can't you steal that from work?
No.
You
can't? We don't know because we have to send everything to a mailroom.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we don't have any postage stuff. God, Julian, are you trying to get me fired or what?
No, I just have known people that...
I could send something out, but no. I don't want to lose my job over some listener. And then some crappy...
Some listener. That listener send me a DVD of Black Cocks and White Jocks.
So we have a comment
that,
on...
That I had to hide before neighbors came and walked our dogs during gay days. I saw that on the entertainment center. I'm like, ooh, I better put that up for the neighbors come over and see that.
Is my video still in the PS3?
I think it's like laying right there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like Street Boys or whatever it is.
Well, what's the name of it again? Street Boys.
Damn, Rose. I was right.
You're good. You must have watched it 5 times already.
Nah. That's why it has 2 weeks of dust on it.
Right. I appreciate it. God. I'm still trying to get through the 120 gigs of porn that I got from another listener.
Hey, you know what? Just because it's got dust on it doesn't mean you don't appreciate it, because if I didn't dust around here, everything you own would be covered in dust.
Shut the fuck up, Joan. You know, I have to do a project for school where I have to walk around the house and point things out, and it's going to be on video. Lou's going to do it for me. And when I get to you, I'm going to be like, this is my roommate, and I call him Joan Crawford, and I'm going to take a clip from where she's in the movie, and she's like, you've got to clean under the plants. I'm going to stick that in there.
Thanks.
You're welcome, bitch. We had a comment from Facebook a while back where somebody said, it was actually Jeremy, and he actually commented today, but this is an older one. He goes, who is this Julian? Is he single? Does he enjoy the big boys? And he said that again today, too.
Yeah. Well, I did answer him back today, and I'll say the answer again. Yes, I do enjoy the big boys. However, I am not single, and I'm very happy.
Womp, womp. Sorry, Jeremy. He lives in Louisiana. No, Mississippi. No, Alabama. One of those states. One of those racist states. You get along great there. Jesus. Racist. Okay, so we have a phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hey guys, this is Michael from the QCast Connection. I've been behind on listening to podcasts, but I'm on my way to work right now, and I just listened to the show where you read the letter from the tricky geek. Oh my fucking God, the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I say that as a geek. So, thank you, Ricky, for reading that, and the dramatic intention was fabulous. I'm looking forward to meeting all you guys this weekend. Gay Days is right around the corner, so I hope you're all still planning on coming, and we'll have a good time. So I'll catch you later. Bye.
That was an incredibly funny episode.
Yes, it was. That was Michael from the QCast Connection. You guys should go check them out. He actually asked about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I said he hates your fucking guts. He doesn't want to see you. I didn't say that. Next year, you'll have to learn to come along. You'll have time to meet him. Like, they have, like, parties and stuff, so maybe we can, like, hang out with them one day. Okay. And they live in Orlando. Oh. This is the sucky thing. They live in Orlando. Pod is my co-pilot. They live in St. Pete. Mm-hmm. We can, like, drive there.
Right.
So, you know, we could always do that. Actually, Taylor wants to be on Foul Monkeys again, and we never set that up again. Because the first time we did it, right, I fucked up the recording. It was all kinds of fucked up.
You mean like kind of like the first episode I was ever on and you lost half of it?
Yes, except for that was on purpose. Because I listened to that whole thing.
Did me and Lou tell some stories about
you? A
little
bit too much.
Well, you could have just went, beep.
Nah, that would have been the whole last 30 minutes.
My bad. I'm sorry, but we have been drinking.
What happened was... Mm-hmm. Okay, here we... Oh, you know what I didn't play?
What?
We love our listeners. We know you love us too.
Where's my camouflage? Or where's my flannel shirt?
We know you love us too.
And my s'mores.
Call our hotline.
We have our lighters out.
Right.
We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We wanna hear from you.
Bring
So we're only going to do like three more calls and then we'll stop and we'll do another show.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's cool with me.
Because I want to do 2 30-minute shows.
So how close are we now?
We're at 25.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do 2 more calls and then we'll stop and do another show.
Okay.
I like how we plan that, while we're recording.
That way I can smoke a cigarette.
Okay, here we go.
Filthy habit.
Ricky, my darling, my love. I just wanted to call because the last part of your show, it made me tear up a little bit. I had so much fun when you were here at Casa de Nessa and Derek, and I totally think you should move out here. Sorry, Julie, and sorry, Nicole. But, I don't know. I miss you. You should move. You can crash here on our couch cushions because Derek broke the bed. Anyways, I just wanted to call and tell you I had a great time when you were here, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, love you. Bye.
So that was Nessa from the Stars and... Why can I always want to say Spartans?
Stars and Tartans
podcast. So, yeah, I talked about my California trip on the last one, right?
Absolutely.
So, anyway, I didn't talk about this part. Derek, I was going to sleep on a air mattress.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's a little low. Can you, like, pump it up a little bit? Mm-hmm. He went to go pump it up, and the fucking pump, like, froze. It, like, started melting, like, having a meltdown. And I was like, fuck.
God.
So I had to sleep on the couch cushions that were on the floor. Like, I had to take them off the couch and put them on the floor in the bedroom.
Mm.
Which, it was all good, because they had a fan.
As long as they have a fan.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. At Casa del Julian,
mm-hmm.
you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Oh, I'm kind of scared. She's totally for real, too. I said, you don't really let me stay at your house if I move to San Diego. She's like, hell yeah, I would. I was like, oh.
Aw.
We could go together.
Aw.
Thank you, Nessa, for calling. Everybody check out her podcast.
I think me and Chris's next trip needs to be to Atlanta. Well, my friend.
We should go July 4th weekend.
My friend Richard was just about my closest friend in all through high school.
Uh-huh.
And he lives up in Atlanta now, and he invited us to stay with them. So.
Mm, I see.
That'd
us,
be a
when
nice
us,
little getaway.
As just you and Chris? I see how that works.
Well, somebody's got to stay and watch the dogs. All,
all 14 of them.
All 14 of them, yeah.
Because Finbar makes up 12 of those.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go. Last call.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Damon from New York. I am calling to wish Nicole a happy belated birthday, and I love the last show. You guys.
Oh, womp womp, Nicole's not here. I hate it for you.
Guys, yeah. Just keep me laughing so much. Ricky, I'll have to catch up with you later. Julian, I'm still thinking about you. Keep that in mind. All right, take it easy, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I think he has the soft spot for you, remember?
Yeah, well... it may be the hard spot by now.
Well, that'll work too.
Oh my goodness, a ladybug just like...
Yeah, I saw it over there, and then it flew over here. Ladybugs are a good sign.
Yeah, it flew right on this AT&T bag in front of me.
Good luck.
That's been laying there for 2 weeks. We can talk about it on the next show.
Yes, next show. So, one thing that I want to advertise to everyone is on Sunday, June 28th, not July 28th, but June 28th, we will be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 at the Pride 48 website. Let me bring it up so that I can make sure I give you the right address. It is pride48.com.
Wow.
There's going to be all kinds of podcasts actually streaming live from Friday, June 26th, starting at 7 p.m. And we're going to be streaming live all the way till Sunday till 9 p.m. And just to name a few that's going to be on there, we have Big Fatty Online, Rainbow Redhead, Archer Radio, Stars and Tartan, Galore Podcast, Amron's Podcast. I'll just name all of them because I like all of them. Little Aussie Battler, That Blue Jeans Guy, Without Smearing My Eyeliner, The Smiths Occasional, A Shanty No Lemon, VJ Netcast, There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, The Occasional Fag, Real Man Wear Pink, We're Mean Because You're Stupid, Live It Up, The Adam and Maddie Show, Jaded City, The Big Gay Sex Show, From Bostonia, Mikey Pod, Edge Radio, of course, the best, Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys, of course.
And Dubious Intent, Ong Online, and the wrap-up show from 7 to 9, which I don't know what that consists of, so I don't know if we're just all calling in, whatever. But just to let you know, it's interactive. You can give us a call live.
Live.
That and we can, like, answer calls.
So awesome.
I know.
I can't wait to take a live call.
And also, there's a chat room. So if you don't feel like chatting, but you want to, or if you don't feel like talking and you want to be in the chat room, then you could just type your question or type what you want us to talk about, and we'll talk about it. We have 2 hours. We're going to be talking from 1 to 3.
Yeah, and since you seem to think people get bored of us after 30 minutes, what are they going to do after 2 hours of us?
They'll be okay.
Yawn and say, I got to work early in the morning.
I hope we have something to talk about for 2 hours.
Oh, bitch, please. Like, we can't talk for 2 hours.
Right.
We could probably talk for 4 hours.
Okay, so we're at 30:50. We're a little bit over our time.
That's good enough.
Give us our email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us stuff at our post office box at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Leave us iTunes reviews, because we'd really appreciate those right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is that about it?
I think that's about
Listen to us at pride48.com. Go to listen to all the other awesome awesome shows, and we will talk to you later. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we're out.
Peace.